Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and welcome you back today. I want to continue on the kind of the same theme that we've been on the last couple days. Today I want to talk a little bit out of the book of Ecclesiastes. And basically it's the first chapter, talks about the futility of all endeavors and the vanities. So let me read that to you, starting with verse 1 of Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 1. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What advantage does man have in all his work, which he does under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. Also the sun rises and the sun sets, and hastening to its place it rises there again. Blowing toward the south, then turning toward the north, the wind continues swirling along, and on its circular courses the wind returns. All the rivers flow into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place where the rivers flow, there they flow again. All things are wearisome. Man is not able to tell it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing. That which has been is that which will be, and that which has been done is that which will be done. So there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one might say, see, look at this, it is new? Already it has existed for ages, which were before us. There is no remembrance of earlier things, and also of the later things which will occur. There will be for them no remembrance among those who will come later still. And what I take out of all this is that God's trying to tell us through David that if all we are living our life for is our earthly existence, our, at this point in time, I think average man lives to be 74, 75 years, somewhere in that neighborhood, years old. Is that all we're living for? Is that all there is for us? Is just this? Is this our heaven on earth? I don't think so. The Bible says it's all vanity. What advantage does man have in all of his work which he does under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes. It continues on. But the earth, remember, remains forever. The sun rises, the sun sets. And hasting to its place, it rises right back there again. And it'll continue to do so. The wind blows north and south, and on its circular courses, the wind returns again. You ever notice how that works? All the rivers flow to the sea, yet there's more water. The sea doesn't fill up. It doesn't overflood the earth. And the rivers, they all don't run dry. They keep flowing. And so there's just, it shows us that these things are things of the earth. They're not things that we're supposed to be, that are supposed to be predominant in our lives. We as people are going to be born and we're going to die. And that's what it's telling us here. We're here for a short while. We're born. We live X amount of years and then we die. We can't live on this earth forever. Some of us live like we've got forever. Some of us live like this is our only objective. Like this is our goal in life, is to be successful, to have a good job and a fancy nice home and to raise good kids and to have a nice car. And to be liked by everybody. And all these things are nice. All these things are important in their place. But all of this will go away. And where will you be then? See, the thing he's telling us here is that when we die, it doesn't stop. When we die, it's not the end. As I mentioned a couple days ago, I did a funeral this past weekend, and I informed the family, this is not the end. This is not the end. This lady passed away, and she was a very nice lady, a very wonderful lady, and she was a believer in Jesus. She trusted in the Lord. And for her, it wasn't the end at all, naturally. It was the end of her time on this earth. But that's all. Eternity now awaited her. And praise God, she would be spending eternity with the Lord in heaven. If she had not trusted in Jesus as her Savior, she would be spending eternity, which awaited her, but in hell, in torment, for eternity. So we have to know all is vanity here on earth. But we have eternity facing us. It's not the end of our life once we die here on this earth. We think it is. But we go somewhere. And you might ask yourself, where? Well, it's either heaven or it's hell. There is no in between. There is no place where you go and somebody can pray you out of it. And help you get to heaven by their prayers and their deeds. There is no place like that. When you die, your decision has to already have been made. There's no time after death to make the decision. There's no time after death to ask the question, what can I do to be saved? It's too late. And that's what he's trying to tell us. You know, our eyes are never satisfied. Our ears never hear the things we're supposed to hear. You know. But we should. We should be listening. We should be seeing and listening to the Word of God. To know that life on earth is but a passing thing. It's a temporary, temporal thing, as they call it. It's very temporary. At 60 years old, I can look back and say, where did 60 years ago? I used to laugh at that statement years ago when I hear old people say, where did the years go? When you're young, it doesn't seem like it. But when you get a little older and you start looking back and you realize how fast those years went and how many years you wasted not living for Christ. Rejecting God because he didn't do things the way you wanted them. Rejecting Jesus because you felt like you had to change so many things in your life that it wasn't worth the change. Hell awaits those who cannot decide. Or will not decide to follow Christ. If you die with indecision in your mind about what you believe and who you believe in, it's too late. Everything you did in your life was just vanity. You did it for yourself. You was living for yourself. And that's all it was. You and your existence and your ability to have fun, your ability to party, your ability to have a good job, your ability to have a nice house, and your ability to raise good children or bad children, whatever they turned out like. Everything was dependent upon you. Where was God in the picture of your life? In the storyline of your life? If we make a film of your life, and show it to people, are they going to see anything about God? Or is it all going to be vanity, all about you? If they make a film of my life, is anybody going to see anything about God? Or is it all going to be about Bob? And himself, and his goals, and his aspirations, and his accomplishments. Is that what everybody's going to see? I pray not. And that's what you have to ask yourself. If someone could take your life and put it in film and show the film, what are people going to see? What are they going to see? What are they going to see? Will you be praising the Lord? Will you be sharing the Lord in your life? Or will you be just living for yourself as vanity upon vanity appears and goes, and more come and more go, and it's one thing after the other until eventually, if you live long enough and don't die in an accident or something, you live long enough, you look back and you think your life's been a great accomplishment. You ever heard people say that? Oh, they had a great life. They was a, you know, they accomplished so much, and you know, this guy became a professor, or this lady became a movie star, or this, oh, he was a great lawyer, she was a great lawyer, he was a great doctor, she was a great doctor. You know what I want people to say about your life? He was a man of God. She was a woman of God. He lived a life that was honoring and portraying the Lord. She lived a life that was honoring and portraying the Lord in everything they do. My son said something that just totally blowed me away just the other night. He said, he was talking about something good and bad, and I was explaining things to him, and he said, you see God in everything, Dad. And even everything you do, you look for God in it. I said, well, that's how you should do. He said, yeah, but you do it even if you're looking at a lamp to buy. I mean, I don't know where that came from, to be honest with you. But the impression that evidently was laid upon his mind and his heart was that I try to apply the Lord to everything I do in my life. I only wish I had done that the first 30 years of my life instead of waiting so long. But you have to live a life, if you're going to live a successful life, you're going to have to understand that everything here is just vanity. It's all going to go away. And you're going to go away from here too, but to somewhere else. It doesn't just stop. You continue on. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. Don't be like the first chapter of Ecclesiastes and all be vanity all your life. Don't live your life worrying about how many beautiful suits you have and how many beautiful dresses you have. That's all going to go away. Live your life the way the Lord wants you to live your life. For Him. Worshiping God. Worshiping the Father. That's how you live your life successfully. And other things will fall into place. And the joy is knowing. And the joy for you knowing. And the joy for your loved ones and people that know you. The knowing is that when your time on this earth is finished, you're going to go to heaven to be with the Lord. Why would anybody, in my mind, it baffles me. Why would anyone that could hear the story of the gospel and know there's a heaven, a hell, want to go to hell? I pray you heed the call, folks. Live for the Lord, not for yourselves. We'll see you in the morning. God bless you. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.